Our next guest is, of course, a defenseman with the Washington Capitals who are playoff bound and then some. They want to make some noise when they get there. He's kind of to take a few minutes to join us on a non-game day. He is Washington Capitals defenseman John Carlson. John, thanks for coming on Brady and Walker. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, guys. How you doing?
Really good. There's still some jockeying that you guys are doing from you don't have the stress that teams like Boston and Ottawa and Florida have, but how do you hope to finish? I'm not asking you who you want to play, but everybody talks about playing well going in and getting set. It could be, it could end up being the Rangers, but I'm sure you still have aspirations to climb up and catch one of the other teams.
We're not out of the woods yet either. We still got to take care of business on our end, and I think it's everybody's goal probably to make sure that you're playing the best hockey you possibly can going into playoff time. So over the past little while, we've been kind of up and down, and the past few games we've been playing pretty well. So we're excited. We're ready. We want to keep pushing this thing forward to get us firmly into playoffs. And the better we can do, if we can climb a little bit and maybe get home ice for the first round or something like that, I think that would be a good thing for us too.
So 2009-2010, you're part of this powerhouse Capitals squad that scores more than anybody else and wins the President's Trophy and then loses to Yaroslav Halak and the Canadiens in round one. Now, the point total is not going to be nearly as close, but there's some elements about your group that I don't know if it's not a better team than what you guys had back in the day. Can you even compare the two?
I don't know. It seems like so long ago, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. But, no, definitely, I think with our nucleus of players have been there for both, for sure. They've really done great throughout their careers, and, you kind of expect that out of them. But I think we got a completely different team this year. We have a lot of different players, a lot of different type of players that hopefully will kind of give us that little push that we need, a little change, obviously a coaching change too, but just a little different culture change to hopefully charge our batteries a little bit more, over the past few years here.
John Carlson's kind enough to join us. Capitals right now in fourth place in the Metropolitan Division. Next game out, home against Carolina. They'll go to Montreal on Thursday night. That game on Sportsnet 360, by the way. And Andrew referenced it, some of the early playoff runs for you coming out of junior. This is a good thing, I think, with what Braden Holtby's done. He's been fantastic. And I know it was also the case, it would have been the case last year, but some of those early teams, you weren't sure, right, with how long Bruce or Dale was going to stick with a certain goalie. This is Braden Holtby's team. You guys know it. And no matter how you play in the first couple games, and hopefully you play well, Braden's your horse to ride, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've always thought that he's been a great goalie from when we got drafted together, and I've seen him over camps and in the AHL and yada, yada, yada. But I think, he's really solidified himself as a superstar this year. He's done everything right. He's won us games. He's kept us in games, and done pretty much anything you can ask from a goalie to do for us. So it's great to have him back there. I think everybody feels real confident in him, and he's obviously the biggest part of our team, really.
You're going to finish the year having played your 400th NHL game, all with Washington, and in that span has been four coaches, which is a lot. Are you comfortable enough or glad, I suppose, that it appears that you're over that hump of changing every year?
I think there's good and bad that comes of all that stuff. I think it takes maybe a little time to firm things up in certain areas when you do go through that many changes. But it's a changing sport, the hockey, and they change players every year. They change coaches a lot around the league, and you just got to do your best to adjust. And I think we've responded real well this time around. And from a personal standpoint, I think it's great for some players to have great hockey minds. I've had four really good coaches here that kind of have different perspectives on the game, different ideas of how I should play personally. And you just kind of take little bits and pieces from everyone and try to utilize them as much as you can to make yourself better for the team.
Alexander Ovechkin closing in on 50 goals again, John, and a guy that you've played with again since that rookie year of 2009-2010. Is Ovi just Ovi? Are there differences that you've seen in him as a guy, as a player, as a leader, any of those aspects in the last 5 years?
He's always been the prolific scorer that everybody expects him to be. And, you know, that's not easy in itself to just score 50 goals every single season. I think, that's a tough task on its own. But I think he's really changed a little bit this year. I think the team we're playing a lot more structured, a lot more defensive minded, but we're still open to offense, and I think he's done real well under the system. I think it's kind of made all of his great qualities shine through, and he's been a rock for us in the locker room and doing what he needs to do for his teammates, and everyone kind of looks up to him in that sense. So he's been great, and he's a big part of our team, and when he can put up goals like that, it obviously helps us all.